Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Do you know what the average property loss is from just one home break-in? Think about it. It was in a recent FBI report, and the answer is $2,316. That's one burglary over $2,000. If you tally up all the burglaries in this country, you're talking about a total loss in the billions. And with so much to lose, it is as important as ever to protect your home. And you can try it right now with something new and different, SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe protects every door and window in your home. You get motion sensors and entry sensors, and SimpliSafe systems completely wireless. You can set it up yourself without drilling any holes in your wall. And you have professional alarm monitoring around the clock, ready to send police. That's just $15 a month. With SimpliSafe, you can be sure that your home and your things are protected. Go to simplisafe.com/score and get a special 10% discount when you order today. If you want this security system right away, visit your local Best Buy. You'll have your home protected by tonight. That's simplisafe.com/score for 10% off. simplisafe.com/score.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs looking to take two in a row from the Mets tonight at Wrigley. John Lester gets the start against Matt Harvey. Lester 5-3 with a 4.60 ERA at Wrigley this year. Cubs lead over St. Louis in the NL Central currently stands at two games. Pre-game with Mark Gordy starts tonight at 6:30. White Sox and Kansas City underway. Lucas Giolito got the start for the Sox. Eric Skoglund for KC. Sox have gotten RBIs from Adam Engel, who drove in two, and Tyler Saladino. They lead the Royals 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning. By the way, Cleveland has now won 21 straight games. That's an AL record. Dodgers have ended their 11-game skid and clinched a postseason berth. The Bears were practicing again today. They are getting set to take on Tampa Bay on Sunday. Quarterback Mike Glennon says he knows exactly what he has to do in week two.
Avoid some of the negative plays on, you know, the first down sack was not good in that situation. You're not going to be able to convert many of those drives, taking a sack like that on first down. And just find a way to score at the end of the game. Just, getting down there on the 5-yard line, just got to find a way, you know, to get it in there.
Head coach John Fox revealing today that linebacker Jarrell Freeman needs surgery on a torn pec muscle. He is likely done for the year. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Grand Geneva Resort and Spa in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
We still have to hear from Sergio, too.
Yes.
Is it time now?
Mr. Deep.
Is it time to hear from Senor Deep?
Sergio Deep, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL. And here he is, having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sergio Dip.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
Later he gets the rebound, passes it to the man, shoots it, and boom goes the dynamite.
Like, how do you know that Vance Joseph is having the time of his life?
He is having the time of his life.
Quit yelling.
Now
the time of his life.
No, I never felt like this before.
And here he is.
So that's one of those, like, you're in the production truck and you actually turn on the ignition and begin driving it away with everything still plugged in.
Right, just pulling the satellite
okay, truck. Here we go. Right.
Shout out to Sergio Dip.
And as the 630 texter says, Máquina Española.
Oh, no.
Dip, dip, dip.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Funny thing, Sergio Deep actually screenshot his Google account and said he put into the Google how to deal with new fame, which I thought was hilarious because you now are famous, Sergio Deep.
Now this is, we're burying the lead here, because if this is Terry Bors on Twitter? Because it says that he's got a Twitter handle here. It says at real Terry Bors. I'm not quite sure. Either way, he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Happy birthday, buddy. Happy 67.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, that is really, that is what it says. It's the real Terry Bors. And the only thing I've neglected to do is actually send anything out.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've neglected to do.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and it has big, bold letters, Terry hasn't tweeted yet.
Is he holding a fish?
No, he's holding that.
Well, I haven't had a thought in 20 years.
So. No. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice, brother, as always. And as Dan just said, happy birthday to you, man.
Well, thanks. I wasn't sure I'd ever see it, but it is here. So here I am.
Now, the Bearsless Sunday, you had long said that given the opportunity of civilian life, the first thing you would do is excise bad Bears football. How did that go?
That's exactly what I did. I have never seen Mitch Trubisky in a Bears uniform. I have no idea. Whenever somebody's saying, okay, I'll take that as gospel, then he's great, he's just not playing. So, but I did not see a single preseason game. And we left Sunday, and I did not see a single down of the Bears Atlanta game either. So, did I miss something?
So big, no. Big Tampa Bay Buccaneers guy, huh?
No.
you're checking out Bobo Wilson on Hard Knocks. What are you doing now? You got to be watching something.
I'm watching Bobo Wilson and Hard Knocks. That's what it is. That's what it was. That is like the Jameis Winston show. I kind of gave up on that too because I always found the program interesting. But I don't find Tampa very interesting, oddly enough. Isn't that strange? Yeah. There's nothing there. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was, I mean, Joe McCoy seems Joe McCoy seems like a decent dude. And other than that, you know, nobody's really got a personality that you want to delve into other than the surface. So I'm with you there. But that's not why you called, mister. You have been threatening for a mighty long time now about writing this book and putting things in your notes for this book. And I'll be damned if I don't go on BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com and the pre-order is up there for my man Terry Borz's book. How did it feel to finish this thing up?
Oh, it felt great, and I didn't know until today that the response was good to it actually being up on Amazon. I had no idea how to do any of that, but that's what I'm told. Oh, you hear James? There he is.
This guy's calling for drops. My man, Terry, ladies and gentlemen.
I come home, I have like 25 messages. I've had 25 messages in 25 years. So it's like, what? What, was something happened today that I'm not aware of? But anyway.
Yeah, we all threw it on our social media, making sure we drive that pre-order traffic, brother.
What I'm curious is, what are people that on the outside, is there anything in here that's going to surprise people? Is there anything that somebody's going to seize on, somebody say, ooh, he's dishing dirt on this guy, or he says Bernstein's a putz, or he actually liked Mike Murphy?
Yeah.
I'm wondering.
I actually like Mike Murphy. That's the first chapter.
I just wonder, what is going to be the story of this book?
Well, I think that it's for those who maybe weren't day oneers, I think you'll find the first part of it interesting, about how it began, why it began, how we struggled to make it keep going, and then the changes in 99 and a lot of other things that happened along the way. I think if you're a fan of the station now, as you will should be, I think you'll find it interesting in terms of the people. The one thing about me is that when it comes to fleshing this out, and I had a lot of this, like, flesh this out, would you? Will you tell people you hate Dan Bernstein? And I said, well, no, I don't. I really
damn.
Don't. So it's hard for me. I'm in a very small club that doesn't, but it's like, okay, I don't. So it was very strange to get the feedback from people reading it and editing it and doing this, that, and the other stuff with it. But as you know, we didn't hold anything back on the air.
Right.
I mean, nothing that we ever talked about on the air, we didn't, whether it was Murph or somebody else, there's some stuff in there that we didn't talk about very much. For example, the Rick Tender era. Oy. You recall that, don't you?
I blocked it out.
Yeah.
But that's mentioned, and a couple other things that I don't know if people are aware of. But if you're interested in the station, if you're interested in the history of the station from day one, and maybe you're not aware of all the stuff behind the scenes, I covered about as much as I possibly could. It's difficult, and then I covered a lot of me, which is much more boring and not interesting, but I covered a lot of me as well. So maybe that's why I have a hard time writing about myself unless I'm standing on an idiot.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm an idiot. I'm comfortable.
Yeah, we're looking forward to reading it. I feel like, of course, Dan lived a lot of it. I feel like I saw a lot of,
plenty
of it. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it being put into words. Now, there are people are asking me, I don't know if it's a dumb question or not, but is there an audio version of this book out, or are you starting with the paperback version first and then going from there?
It's going to be read by Bob from Niles.
Really?
All right. I liked it.
That would actually be perfect.
Yes. go over to the nursing home and hang out with Bob for a little bit.
I don't know.
What about signings? Are you going to do any public signings? Because that's the big question I've been asked, because people want signed copies. They want to talk to you about it. They want to see you behind a stack of books signing.
Yes, there will be. I'm going to do several of the old places that we did during the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour.
Oh, cool.
That will be in November. Going to do several of the old bar places, and then I'm going to do three or four bookstores. I'm not sure where in particular, but three or four, because about all we have left is Barnes & Noble. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be at some of those. I know Bolingbrook, and I want to say Buffalo Grove or something. But, yeah, I'm going to be around, available to sign the book. Yes, absolutely, and look forward to doing so. So it's going to be an interesting fall. I mean, there might only be three people there.
No, it's going to be a lot of people there. My entire family is going to show up waiting for their signed copy.
There's going to be a lot of odd-looking men.
Oh,
is what it's
no
going to be.
Doubt about it. And if you don't know, it's called The Score of a Lifetime, 25 years talking Chicago sports, our guy Terry Borz' life pretty much in radio. Terry, I want to ask you this. If you had a microphone right now, is there anything that the old Terry would jump into in terms of what's going on currently, whether it be society or whether it be sports? Is there anything that you've had some strong feelings about over the last couple of months?
Yeah, I think it's more societal than sports. I'm having a hard time with a lot of things, as I'm sure a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. So I
you know, I've been meaning to write. I haven't gotten around to writing it. And I did Jerry Krause the other day because I felt bad about ever giving him crap when he really probably didn't deserve it. I just was, glomming on like everybody else did just to pound him. But, yeah, I think society is, and, you know, that's not why they listen, I don't think. I don't think that's why people listen to Boris Bernstein or Boris McNeil or whatever to get my take on society. I don't think they really care. But I think it's more a societal issue than sports issues. I'm sorry, I just haven't quite gotten to Mitch Trubisky yet. I haven't gotten to him yet, but and nor probably will I, but you never know. Oh, you know, I will on the 24th.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
It's the producer's day, so yes, I will at some point in that day, I will probably, I don't know if I'll see him, but I will actually see the Bears play. But I think it's... starting with Charlottesville, I've had a very difficult time with a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I keep waking up thinking it's 1955. So I have a very difficult time with a lot of this. I have a difficult time with our president, even though I'm more Republican than Democrat. I have a lot of issues that I haven't gotten to, but that bothers me tremendously.
No doubt.
What was your biggest surprise in the process of writing the book? Because I know this, so much of this has been in your head, and I remember just being around you, you say, you know what, that's for the book, or that's going in the book, and it seemed like that there was always a very deliberate process, yet nobody goes through this without some surprises as an author.
Yeah, I think that, you know, a couple things. First of all, that I wish I'd taken better notes. I think over the years, you know, if you plan something from day one, it's like I was getting on Paul Sullivan earlier last year about, I know that Cubs book is coming out. I mean, I know that Cubs book because if you start that thing early, you got everything you need in front of you. I didn't have quite everything I needed in front of me. So I had to do a little thinking about it and stuff that I should have written down years ago. But who knew? I mean, I never planned on writing the book. I never thought that I'm all that interesting. I still don't think I am. So it's I did it. And then I looked back and said, you know, your life would have been a lot easier if you'd have taken the care to write down something that happened here or there, or that you had a better memory of. You know, the stuff that jumped out at me was the OJ trial. Mm-hmm. That jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. 9/11 when I disappeared. If you recall that one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. You turned around when I wasn't there.
Yep, just kind of not there anymore. That's fine.
So I think everybody thought, so that's fine. That idiot's gone. But, I mean, just little things that you wish you had made better notes about. I'm sure there's a million other things during the course of 25 years that I'd say, damn, I wish I would have written that down. I should have had that. I mean, a lot of it I remember, the meetings and the things that were said and the promises that were made and a lot of other stuff. But I think if I'd had a better feel for what you're doing, you know, it's hard to sit down and do something and then say at the same time, someday I'm going to write a book about this, so I'm going to make copious notes. I'm going to have all these notes in front of me when it comes time to do this. I mean, I admire people who can do that. It's difficult to do. And I made up my mind when I got done with this that if I write anything else, there may be one other book, not about me, but something else that I've been offered. I'm thinking about it. But I'm really thinking more about fiction. Hmm. I like fiction. I really want to write fiction. But the problem is that nobody wants you to. Once you get into something, they're not interested in you doing anything else, if that makes sense to you.
They want you to stay in that lane.
Yep.
Yeah.
They want you to stay in your lane. They don't care if you sell 12 books or 25,000 books. They're not really, it doesn't change their mind about where they want you.
Unless.
I learned so much about publishing in these last 6 or 7 months that I never knew existed. I never knew this whole world existed, this odd place they sit. And what I found out was a lot of things, but how difficult it is, to actually do what you want. If I say, you know, I got ideas in my head for 20 short stories, we don't want that. Nobody wants that. I said, okay. What if they're good? No, not really. Not interested. Just fictional stuff, which I'm more interested in. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm stuck. And I'm stuck in where I'm at now, and I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of it. Because I can't write everybody's biography, can I?
Well, what I was thinking, an ideal slot for you two would be like what James Patterson did, or what Carl Hiaasen did, where they sort of took what they were good at and then opened it up to the teen market and preteen market.
Oh,
and
they
are making bank on that. Like James Patterson has like 15 people writing the same stories all under his umbrella company.
I know.
It's just crazy.
I know he does. And I looked at it because I had an idea for one of those, like the 7 to 12-year-old books, because I figured that's about the level I write at anyway. but I went to the shelf and I looked at them, and I didn't realize there were hundreds and hundreds of them, and every guy who's a best-selling author has some of them. Every one of them. I don't care who you are, what name you like, what guy you admire, what woman you admire, they've got that 7 to 12-year-old book done.
Yep.
And more than one.
Yep.
So they're all tapping into that market that I thought, well, I'll be all right. Because if I'm competing against Mike Lupica, I'll roll my dice on that. I'll see if I can do as well as he does with fiction. But no, they're all there. So they scared me out of that. I mean, how am I going to compete with those guys? I mean, I you know, first of all, nobody's going to give you shelf space. When you look at those things, I don't know last time you looked at 7 to 12-year-old reading that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, again, that's about the level I appeal to. I look at it and I say, I have no chance here. And then I learned later I was right. That's basically what you do. No chance.
Don't sell yourself short, mister. Don't do that. Anytime you write anything and it's posted at 670thescore.com, people flock to it. So don't sell yourself short on that, brother.
Oh, please. That's not true. But I have a, you know, it's so it's, I'm sort of trapped now. I'm sort of trapped, and I don't know if I'll get out of it or I'll find something else to do, but I will find something else to do.
Well, what I saw, too, and this is really important, this question was asked also, that, and I don't know how you got your publisher to do this, but the book is specially designed to prevent chronic traumatic encephalopathy by placing it on your head in any kind of storm, any inclement weather, tornadoes, hurricanes. It's protective in that regard. So that's visionary on your part, I think.
No, I thought of that right away because I know so many people who have told me that they I give them that. They have no head injuries until they started listening to the score. Well, we'll take care of you. We'll take care of you with this. But, yeah, I look forward to the fall. It's going to be busy. We're going to be all over the place doing this. And I'll probably get sick of talking about me because I really don't, you know, it's like – pulling teeth to get me to talk about me if there's actually something positive. So there's not much positive in the book for my eyes about me. Just what a dope I am.
Is there anything in there that you're worried about the kids or grandkids reading? Is there anything like, you know, maybe I haven't quite shared this in this way, and I'm opening this up in a way I haven't before?
I used to put Ty up to the microphone and tell him to curse in my ears.
Oh, so, I know, but I'm just wondering, maybe there's something in there that kind of went in a direction you didn't expect, and now it's out there differently.
No, but I thought about the language thing, and believe me, I feel like if I'm going to be honest about anything, I think the people who know me, the language thing is part of it.
Yep.
So, yes, there's liberal use of words that, you know, but I think my grandkids, when I think about it, I think, you know, they're hip to all this. They know all this for the love of God. They're smart enough to figure this out without being, you know, because I showed little parts of stuff here and there to them and had them read it and made sure it was okay. But, I mean, it's not going to be me unless I do that.
Oh,
and I know
I
some
agree.
People throw them in for effect. Well, I don't throw them in for effect. That's how I speak to people. So it's like, well, can you be disingenuous enough not to do it, to write it? No. No, if I can't use certain words, I have nothing to say.
I'm with you. It's good to hear from you, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good. We've been going back and forth on email and text, and looking forward to seeing you here in a week or so. But the text response is crazy right now. A lot of people are happy that they're hearing your voice, especially during this time slot once again. And it's for a great reason, because now we get to read all the things that you went through and that you did to people and that you experienced. And it's just awesome. I'm sitting back just taking it all in, man. I'm really, really happy to hear from you.
Well, I hope people do enjoy it. I know that the initial response has been good, and I hope it stays that way. But I want people to enjoy it. And I come back to that. Like I said, nobody ever writes me. But when I became ill and I started answering, I answered about 500 people. So at least no less than 500 people have my email address, right? I mean, that didn't have it before, because I felt like, you know, these people were so personal, so sweet, that I decided I'd answer as many as I could before I just ran out of energy. So there's like all kinds of people out there that have my email, and they're dropping stuff on me. You know, I come home, take mm-hmm. I have 25 emails. I don't have 25 emails a month, 2 months, 3 months. Nobody sends me anything except advertisements and Uber. So it's like, oh, my God, what is going on here? So that's what it was. The initial response on Amazon has been really positive. So I'm happy about that. The publishers are happy. And But like I say, the long term, no matter what happens, I'm still categorized as just a dope.
Nah.
That's what it is in the publishing business.
And you didn't put it at a LeVar Ball price point either. You're taking it easy on some of the players out there who got, you know, get a pack of smokes along with their Terry Bohr's book. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you.
$99.
The score of a lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports.
Amazon.com
and BarnesandNoble.com.
Available on pre-order right now. Make sure you get your copy.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Love you both.
Love you, too. Love Bye. You, there goes Terry Bohrs, author. How about that?
Yeah, man. That's awesome. Yep. The Facebook response and the Twitter response when I posted yesterday was out of this world. People are looking forward to it. And I'm not joking. The price point is ridiculously good for a lot of knowledge and a lot of laughs that he is going to drop on your ass when you read this book.
I still wanted the title to be You Could Kiss a Sick Monkey's Wet Ass.
Maybe that'll be part two. maybe Terry will turn that. Out after he sees the Ducats
right
come in.
There. I mean, the title's right there. We have In Other News coming up after an update. A lot of stuff we have to get to. Did you see what happened with, I think it's Gainesville policemen posting a picture of themselves, just a simple selfie that went viral in a way that was almost unsettling. It's a fun story.
Okay. Where
I also want to point people to a story on The Ringer that is absolutely worth their time about a very, very newsworthy person in sports right now.
All right. Remember we talked about the chopped cheese a couple of days ago on cultural appropriation? Well, two ex-Googlers are doing something super weird right now, trying to close down mom-and-pop stores. I will talk to you about that. And I got the wrong Steve Smith in the Hall of Fame nomination and NBA players being so damn sensitive. So I got a couple sports things and a non-sports thing for in other news coming up. He's Dan Bernstein. I am Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I think the Bears are going to be better than we initially thought. I think the defense is really ready to take a step up, but I think that ultimately they don't have enough weapons on their offense. They can't close the gap. It's a talent gap, and it's just a very difficult one to overcome.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Valvoline. For hot rides, cool merch, and content, check out TeamValvoline.com. Over the past several weeks, there's been something that I've heard time and time again. Claims from a particular fan base that their team is not getting enough respect from the rest of the country. No names mentioned, Indians fans. All right, Cleveland, this is for you. The Windians did it again. They beat the Tigers 2-0 last night to run their win streak to 20. Flat out ridiculous. Afterwards, Detroit Tigers manager Brad Ausmus said, quote, they've got it all. But that's the thing. They don't have it all. Or they don't have their all. They're doing it without Andrew Miller, the nastiest bullpen weapon in the postseason last year, and without Jason Kipnis or Michael Brantley. I thought it was crazy when I said the Dodgers might be the best baseball team I've ever seen, but now the Indians might be just that. I'm Jim Rome.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter between September 16th and September 30th at Schneider's Chicago facility in Elk Grove Village and in Summit. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it. That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in
1928, Ty Cobb had his last hitting appearance. A Brooklyn catcher hit Major League's last recorded bounce home run this week in 1930. That same week in 1930, the Detroit Lions played their first NFL game. Jackie Robinson was named Rookie of the Year this week in 1947. This week in 1953, Ernie Banks became the Chicago Cubs' first black player. And more coming up soon, right here.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Cheer on your Chicago Bears at Soldier Field this season. Single game tickets available at chicagobears.com/tickets. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Halas Hall.
The secret's out. Tariq, everybody knows who Tariq is now. And, you know, we talk about Tariq, give him a lot of credit. He played quarterback. He played slot receiver, outside receiver, running back. He's a smart kid.
And yet Dow Loggins didn't have Tariq Cohen on the field for three of the final four offensive plays against Atlanta.
He's not ready to handle the burden of everything right now, and so we pick and choose.
That's one area where the Bears missed Benny Cunningham, who left the game early with a high ankle sprain.
Benny would have been a big part of the third down protection plan. We missed him as the game went on that way.
And as for any concern regarding the big hits the 5'6 Cohen was exposed to.
Well, I'm 5'6, so.
This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
3:34 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Bowling Green. Kickoff is set for 6:30. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. John Lester takes the mound tonight at Wrigley as the Cubs look to get a little win streak going against the Mets. Matt Harvey will be on the mound for New York. Cubs maintain a two-game lead over the Cardinals, 2.5-game lead over the Brewers. Pregame with Mark Grody starts tonight at 6:30. White Sox and Kansas City playing as we speak. Lucas Giolito got the start in this one. Sox leading 3-1 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Adam Engel singled in two runs. Elsewhere in baseball, highly coveted Japanese pitcher Shohei Ohtani expected to leave Japan and sign with an MLB team at the end of the season. Bears back practicing today at Halas Hall as they get set for Tampa Bay in week two. Head coach John Fox said today that inside linebacker Jarrell Freeman will need surgery on his torn pectoral muscle. He has no idea how long he'll be out. Los Angeles officially awarded the 2028 Olympic Games today. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience. For a high-quality oil change featuring Pennzoil motor oil, stop by Jiffy Lube. Not just oil, Pennzoil. No appointment needed. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. The football postgame show on The Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit InspireSleep.com. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Mets at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
It's fun talking to our guy Terry Bors for a few minutes, top of the hour. If you missed it, make sure you check out the podcast. Make sure you go get that book. I'm not even a guy who like stumps for books. Oh, you got to read this one. You got to read that one. But I am really, really looking forward to it because I was around that man for 12 years, eight of which I worked, you know, as his sound man, as his producer, and as your producer and sound man. And I saw and heard a lot of things. And just sitting in that seat that Tanny's sitting in right now and watching him work every single day, and hearing the things that would come out of his mouth, and the times when he was emotional, and the times when he was touched by something and inspired by something, it was like watching, you know, the greats work. So I'm looking forward to reading The Score of a Lifetime, 25 years talking Chicago sports by our guy Terry Bors.
With context, with his personal history. I mean, there's, yeah, there's a memoir here, so it isn't, yeah, just there's stuff before the station. It's going to inform, yeah, I think, and he shared a lot of it over the years here. But I think, yeah, when you actually sort of read it in the way he'll bring you temporal context, that it could be enlightening. It's certainly going to be entertaining. This segment brought to you by GilletteOnDemand.com. 40 million Americans wake up to a Gillette shave. Gillette's working to bring you America's number one shave for less. Go to GilletteOnDemand.com and get every fourth order free. Okay, we've got in other news.
Mm-hmm.
coming up.
A big at the top of the hour as well. A little college football with Anthony Heron and also some NFL football, because I'm sure he's got some I told you so's for me, especially with the Kansas City call that he made and the close Bears call.
Yeah, he said the Bears would be able to stay close.
Yeah, not looking forward to four. I like the man, but I know he was giving it to me on Twitter that entire weekend, so it should be interesting at 4 o'clock.
Okay, I also have an eye-opening profile written about somebody who's right smack dab in the middle of a lot of news right now that you should read.
All right, looking forward to it. In other news, coming up next on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
This September, it's come down to a pennant race in the National League Central. The Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals all fighting to win the division. Cubs fans, this is the place to be.
Still going. That ball is gone.
To hear all the drama unfold in every game of this incredible final month of the regular season.
And the Cubs win.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the World Championship.
Seattle Seahawks played their first regular season game this week in 1976. This week in 1989, the Calgary Flames became the first NHL team to play in the USSR. The Texas Rangers retired their first number, Nolan Ryan's 34, this week in 1996. This week in 1997, Mark McGwire signed with the St. Louis Cardinals for $26 million. And this week in 2000, Sammy Sosa became the second player to hit 50 or more home runs in three consecutive years, joining McGwire.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health, traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, Spiced Apple Cider is back, and so are the fall trends. My family needs new clothes to spice up our fall wardrobe.
Spice up their style with new jeans from Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, starting tomorrow, all jeans from distressed to stretch are on sale from $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Plus, get up to 50% off store-wide.
All jeans on sale and up to 50% off store-wide?
That's right. All your family's favorite jeans are on sale starting tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We can fall for that.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 9/14 and 9/20. Excludes in-store clearance.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
When you look into their eyes, you see a fighting spirit burning within that will never stop, that will never give in. There will always be battles to fight. To win them, there will always be Marines. Join the fight at marines.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score.
Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No-hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Time offer. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Scooter.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles go woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Oh, it's about that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Also on Facebook Live. Not as spicy today. Might be hard to find our social media stars of the
day. Oh, we got time.
Yeah, we definitely got time because I'm going to talk about Jemele Hill before we're out of here, and I'm sure that'll drum up some of them. All right, so this is in other news. You know why we do it. You know what we do here. Dan talked about the chopped cheese stuff a couple of days ago, the cultural appropriation, the dope boy sandwich that has been turned into a fine delicacy in the city of New York. Well, it's happening again. And it's happening now with bodegas. This from fastcompany.com.
That's my sister's magazine.
Yeah. Two ex-Googlers want to make bodegas and mom and pop corner stores obsolete. Call the bodega. By the way, they're calling it the bodega. They're calling this, what I'm about to explain to you, the bodega. Like, if it isn't galling enough.
Because the mom-and-pop stores, they don't have any claim over the term bodega. It's just nobody owns it.
And so their symbol is a resting cat. And if you've ever been to a New York City bodega, there is always a feline on the pack of bread that you want to buy that's probably
around the cash
three
register,
or 4 weeks old. Exactly. This startup installs unnamed pantry boxes in apartments, offices, dorms, and gyms. It promises convenience, but also represents competition for many mom and pop stores. Says while it sometimes feels like all we do is our shopping on the internet, government data shows that actually less than 10% of all retail transactions happen online. In a world where we get our groceries delivered in just 2 hours through Instacart or Amazon Fresh, the humble corner store or bodega, as they are known in New York and Los Angeles, still performs a valuable function. No matter how organized you are bound to run out of milk or diapers in the middle of the night and need to make a quick visit to your neighborhood retailer.
Or fresh produce right out on the side.
Right, or maybe a pack of Garcia Vegas if you're out of rolling, paraphernalia. Paul McDonald, who spent 13 years as a product manager at Google, wants to make this corner store a thing of the past. Today, he is launching a new concept called Bodega with his co-founder, Ashwath Rajan, another Google veteran. Bodega sets up 5-foot-wide pantry boxes filled with non-perishable items you might pick up at a convenience store. An app will allow you to unlock the box, and cameras powered with computer vision will register what you've picked up, automatically charging your credit card. The entire process happens without a person actually manning the store.
So it's like a vending machine, essentially.
But it's whack, though, because they're going to place them in places like you mentioned, the dorm and the apartment. They're going to pretty much... It's like Coconuts and Tower Records being ran out of business.
You need the human transaction.
Yeah, you do.
You need the person to give you that look like, You're back for more vodka?
And this is the thing. Yeah. If we're going to act like this is going to be a real bodega, treat it like a real bodega. I want a homeless person urinating close to this. I want it to be stuck up at once a month at least. I want
by the same guy.
Yes, I want crack sales to happen at an hourly rate from 10 to 4 in the morning outside of these pantry boxes. Screw you. I'm all for the bodegas. Don't take them away.
The Gainesville Police Department posted a picture of three of their officers getting ready. And it says Officers Nordman, Hamill, and Rengering, part of the night crew, getting ready to do some work.
Okay.
Simple enough, right?
Yeah, three guys taking a little selfie.
Yeah, however, the reception from the women of Gainesville was enough to induce some blushing.
Oh.
Such as, I feel faint, send help. Or this woman who wrote, do a calendar, add puppies, and I'm pretty sure we can rebuild Texas and Florida. This woman who wrote, I can't believe how many young women are objectifying these poor, fine, young, strong, handsome, brave, sexy, delicious, virile, ovulation-inducing, mouth-watering, wow. Beefy. I can't remember where I was going with this. Nice. So what is referred to as an endless stream of flirtatious comments. My wife, who was on Facebook last night, was seeing this as it was going on, and she was howling at some of these, saying that some are just not safe for the airwaves, not safe for work. I mean, way saucier than just ovulation-inducing from some of this stuff. So the Gainesville Police Department then updated the post to the picture and said, update, one, we are dying with the comments. You've actually made our chief blush with some of them. Two, Mrs. Nordman and Mrs. Hamill have also enjoyed knowing how millions of women are going crazy over their husbands.
Yes.
Three, we can confirm that Officer Rengering, far right with the amazing hair, is single. Number four, on another note, Officer Rengering is being placed into cougar prey protective care, similar to the witness protection program for his safety. Five, please do not call 911 and request this group respond to your incident. Six, there will be a calendar. We're going to try to do something fairly quickly, and funds raised will go to Hurricane Irma recovery here in Florida. So one of those things that became a thing.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Yep. You know, hey, dudes that are well-built, well-put-together, that are police officers and firefighters, clean up.
It happened to us when we had our, up. Years ago when we were living in Old Town on Mohawk, we had our carbon monoxide detector go off.
Okay.
So you had to call the police, course, and out comes the lights.
Serious
and
business.
These three guys that came in.
Made you.
Central casting.
Made you question things.
Right.
Started doing push-ups in your own kitchen.
No, my wife was like, oh my God, did you see those guys? Right. It was like, I mean, two of the guys, just like, you know, these two were just muscles. Ripped with perfect hair. Yeah. And then the captain showed up with, like, you know, close-cropped salt and pepper hair and wire-rimmed glasses.
The dude from Mad Men.
And right, his clipboard. and then they filed out and everything was fine. And we were looking at each other like, what the hell?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be, you know, big fat guys that all look like Jim Tomsula.
A lot of those dudes are missing. Right? Steal your girls, for real.
All right, so there's a sensitivity issue that we have to address in the NBA, and I actually got into this with a lot of people on my group chat. There's like 400 members in this group chat, and people are talking about the preseason player rankings that SI and ESPN.com came out with. And there were a lot of responses by guys who have made hundreds of millions of dollars. Oh, God. DeMar DeRozan, who is a max-level player, hashtag prove him wrong. CJ McCollum, who I think is a very insightful, intelligent dude, went on a little Twitter run as well.
They should rank journalists.
Yeah, we need to start ranking these weak-ass journalists with descriptions of their strengths, weaknesses, and abilities to make up, quote, sources. And then some other guys had some fun with it. Who had the most fun with it? One of my favorite dudes, ladies.
Tony Allen.
No, light-skinned toughness himself, Devin Booker. We still care about rankings nowadays? I thought that was high school. And Daryl Morey goes on to say the ESPN, NBA, and SI Now top 100 rankings have been seemingly random number generators so far. So Daryl Morey put his little analytical spin on it. That was cool. And Ryan Anderson, you know, had some fun with it. But, man, you want to set an NBA player off. Melo, if you don't know, Hoodied Melo has been practicing all summer long and putting it on the internet, making people think of the old school Melo. And Melo was ranked 64th. Lonzo Ball was ranked 63rd.
Ooh. Yes.
Ooh. Yes. Somebody's trolling so, Mello.
Yes. And Mello, yep. Mello is not having any of it. Mello is angrier. I think Mello wants to take two balls on the court now so he can shoot both of them at the same time.
Uh-oh. Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Yeah. So the NBA preseason player rankings have riled up some of these young, aggressive athletes. I'm looking forward to how much of this actually sticks, which is probably none of it, but it was kind of silly.
Every once in a while, there's a long-form piece of writing that I will always direct you to. It's absolutely worth your time. I retweeted it earlier today, and make the time for this, especially considering what's going on in today's news. Brian Curtis of The Ringer wrote a piece about Jemele Hill and her show, The Six, and her role at that network, and her role as something larger than that network. I had no idea what her story was.
I did not know that
she was raised a lot in Houston and Detroit by a single mother who was raped at gunpoint and became a drug addict. Mm-hmm. And the whole reason that Jemele Hill became a writer was that the mom used to clean homes for extra money to feed her drug habit, and she would sit in these houses while her mom cleaned and read. And it was often the Detroit Free Press or whatever was available to her. And the fact, you know, her grandmother gave her a television one time as a gift. The mom immediately pawned it to buy drugs. Yep. The mom is clean now and just is completing her master's degree. So there is a happy ending to that. But it's a remarkable story. And it takes you inside the way that she and Michael Smith go about their business and putting their show together. And
with the His and Her podcast as well. They've been a come up for a while. They've been on the
fact come that up. They started as a dating couple.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that they talk about it. They were set up by friends. They went on a couple dates, and it was you learn about what she has to deal with and what she's expected to deal with on a daily basis, let alone what's happening today. But it's incredibly well written, and the access is phenomenal. I never thought that network would allow that kind of access or something like this for a property that isn't, you know, it isn't really.
I don't know if they have any affiliation.
They want
one of their up and coming stars to shine. I'll say this:
really good.
I've had two interactions with Jemele. Both very brief. One was at a National Association of Black Journalists party. I'm not a member of NABJ, but I was checking it out. It was a mixer or whatever. She was super cool in Atlanta. And another time at a game. And she is someone that I admire, even though we're similar age. Not only her story, but her perseverance. We've seen what women in this business have to go through and then double down with some of the things that people say to African Americans on social media. She gets a lot, and she deals with it in stride. She's a terrific writer. I've always appreciated her, not only her viewpoint on sports, her perspective on sports, but her perspective on life as well, because she knows how to take a joke and make a joke. And what's going on right now, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. Because I, for one, don't see any lie that she told. And for the people, you know, it's funny. You can, being called a white supremacist is worse than being one.
People are angrier about somebody being called one than somebody actually
acting
one.
It out. Right. Exactly.
I think Vincent Goodwill tweeted something like that I retweeted.
Well, at least you didn't call him the founder of ISIS or a Kenyan or question his grades. Or question his, military involvement. But those are the other things. But I am I'm a big fan of Jemele Hill. Always have been before this, and will be after this as well.
That's In Other News, brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Anthony Herron talks football next on The Score.
Newspaper.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
To count the discounts, save driver, paperless, automatic payments, multi-car, so many, a penny. Saved is a penny earned, you learn. The money you saved, it builds like a wave of dollar bills. The thrills, scary movies give me chills.
Discounts that help you save more for the things you want. From Progressive, visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, Spiced Apple Cider is back, and so are the fall trends. My family needs new clothes to spice up our fall wardrobe.
Spice up their style with new jeans from Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, starting tomorrow, all jeans from distressed to stretch are on sale from $15 for adults, $10 for kids. Plus, get up to 50% off store-wide.
All jeans on sale and up to 50% off store-wide?
That's right. All your family's favorite jeans are on sale starting tomorrow at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
We can fall for that.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 9/14 and 9/20. Excludes in-store clearance.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors, including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Get to JCPenney's 10 Days of Nonstop New Fashion and Beauty event. Starting this Friday, find amazing new deals every day. Friday only, our exclusive Libby Edelman collection has select styles at 50% off. And Saturday only, select Liz Claiborne over-the-knee boots are $49.99. Plus, get 2.5 carat lab-created white sapphire studs for just $10. Hurry, our deals are here today, new tomorrow.